GWA. I am alone, which is becoming a really rare commodity these days, and I have an enormous list of scripts and ideas and things like that that I want to do for you. This morning has been, it's midday now, but this whole morning I've been just so worked up. I had an interesting night last night that got me quite aroused and didn't really satisfy me. And eventually I just went to sleep, and when I woke up I thought I would be back to normal, but instead maybe this is the new normal. Maybe this is normal for me now. So I just thought, oh, I should look at one of these ideas because I'm alone and none of them are inspiring me the way they did when I wrote them down. I just want to talk to you and hopefully come for you and hopefully do it in such a way that you can come for me. I'm naked already. I thought about talking you through me taking my clothes off, but then by the time I hit record, I was already naked, so I'm just an impatient girl, I guess. I'm just thinking about you, wishing you were here, wishing it was your hand running itself up and down my slit, wishing it was your fingers dipping into my wetness and dragging it up and over my clit. That feels really good. I've been thinking about all the things that I'm seeing in people's posts on GWA that I never thought I would be into before. There was one particular post that involved some tentacles, and I don't even know what made me click on it. Maybe some subconscious or unconscious part of my mind knew. But even though I've seen all sorts of tentacle-related things before, like, it's not like I'm unaware of their work, this particular post just sent me. I don't think anyone's filled it yet. I'll have to double check. I know I'm going to. And it kind of lingered with me. It lingered with me to the point where I bought a new toy. One of the reasons for it is that I have a partner who doesn't like toys that look anatomically too much like a penis. So a tentacle is a very convenient option, but that's been true for a long time, and I'd never considered one before. And I just went searching for the right one. So I have this little baby here. Well, it's not that little. It has, the end of it kind of looks like a tongue, but with lots of texture on it. And then it has several swollen sections culminating in kind of a larger, almost a knot, not quite, that I've been working on taking. I kind of can. It's not easy. But the attempts are very enjoyable. So I think I'm going to play with that a little bit. And I kind of have a little vibrator here and a couple other things. We'll just see what I need. in order to get off with you. What else was I going to talk about? I've always considered myself really submissive, but in the context of what I hear on here, I guess I'm not that much, because there are some things I've listened to, just sweeter vanilla things or even M-sub things that are just so tantalizing. And it's made me realize how much more than I ever thought I did I want to just straddle you and take you, whoever you are, whether you're a man and I'm just stroking your cock until it's barely hard enough for me to ride, and then just taking you into me and writhing on you until you can't help but come along with me and reach the point that I'm at. Staying ahead of you if I want. Pulling off of you if I don't care about that position anymore. Sliding up over your face. Demanding your tongue on me. And your fingers in me. And just getting off. I'm pretending I don't care if you do, but I do, of course I do. Oh, so of course I would, after I recovered a bit, I would slide back down and I would take you in my mouth. Oh, and I would ask where you wanted to come, but I would want you to come in my mouth. So, depending on what you said, I don't know if I'd let you do what you wanted. And if you're a girl, oh God, I love getting up on top of a girl. Oh, just grinding on you, all your soft parts. Taking your thigh between my two thighs and just rubbing my wetness along you and feeling your wetness on me. Oh, that's so good. And I love to be on top for that. Oh, just control the pace and make sure it's right for me. And listen to your breathing and hopefully it's right for you. But I can add my fingers and I can reach down and pull one of your nipples into my mouth and just chew on it. There's fully lawn work going on outside. Fuck off. Am I gonna keep going through this? I wonder. I guess I will. And I'll see if I need to cut it out later, which is too bad, because that means I'll be cutting more F for F stuff. Pretend that's a vibrator sound. Hell of a violent vibrator. Oh, and this also probably means you can't hear this wonderful tongue and tentacle and not confection moving in and out of me. Oh, fuck, that's good. Oh my God. I can't believe how good that is. It's definitely my favorite toy right now. Oh God. It's just the right firmness. It's bendable and malleable inside me, but firm enough to stretch me. Oh God. Oh, that's so good. Oh fuck. Oh, that's what it makes me do when it starts sliding out and just one of those bulbs pops out of me and then pushes back in. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, reminds me of like a woman's hand, a small hand, going in and out of me, just where the knuckles are. Oh, and they plunge in. And then they pop out. Oh, I think that feels so good because all the muscles that are contracting around it just suddenly close tight. Oh. Okay, there's now two saws. I give up. Maybe I'll meet back up with you later, huh? I think I will. Sorry, everyone. Fuck. And we're back. Wonder if I'm gonna put some hold music in there. There's still a bit of noise from outside, but the literal choir of chainsaws is done. I left this amazing thing inside me just a little bit for that whole time. So I've just been lying here trying to keep still, trying not to clench around it, trying not to get ahead of you, holding it inside me. Oh, so the tip that was inside me is so warm with my body heat. I wish that was something I had known or realized or been told when I was younger. Trying to get off on your own, how incredible that feeling is of something that's been heated inside me, coming out and going back in. Just so feels like a lover's body part, or this tentacle monster's body part, or whatever's happening. But it's just so, it's so incredibly realistic. And even now, I still find it so thrilling. I mean, I have sex with real lovers, but this is, oh, it's so close and so exactly what I need right now. God. Oh, I can't remember what I was going to talk to you all about. I'm trying to think of some other things that I've enjoyed reading and listening to. I'm trying to get more into consensual non-consent. It's a tough one for me. I used to be really into that long ago, and then it lost its luster. But I feel like with the right play partner, it would be wonderful again. And I just find sometimes I'm listening and it's clear that there's a game, or it's clear that the underlying consent is there. And that makes it really hot for me. And I bet for some people it's more about losing the sense that it isn't real. But that's too much for me, I think. So when I hear just the little touches in whoever's being dominant's voice of real tenderness, or of just that moment hesitation where there would be time for their partner to safe word out or something, I get so hot. Oh, I love that. Fuck, that feels good. Oh my god. Oh my god, that feels so good. Oh god. Oh. Oh, that's distracting as shit. I don't know how to talk about anything else. It's definitely designed to hit my G-spot exactly as it's going in and out. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't want to come just from this. Oh, but I think I could. Oh, God. inside baseball for you. Lately, I've been clenching my legs together a lot when I'm aroused. I've been imagining so much, like spooning and fucking, or, you know, doggy style, or prone with my legs together. Just other things happening where I would want to just crush my legs together for that bit of extra pressure. Oh, and I've actually got sore hip flexors from it. So I'm trying, today I'm trying to keep my legs open really wide for you, spread really far apart. Oh, it's a very different sensation with this toy. It's actually, feels thicker earlier when I'm like this. Oh, God. So I'm making a rule for myself not to close my legs. If I do, I'm gonna have to punish myself a little bit, I think. So, if you hear me slap my pussy, you'll know it's because I close my legs too far. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh, oh fuck, oh God, yeah, oh yeah, oh, 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 fuck, oh, oh, oh God, I am gonna come from this just being inside me. Oh fuck. Pushing in and out of me, please. Oh God, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. Oh, 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 God. Oh, oh no. Fuck. Oh. Over you and say, "So lick me," because I think if I have your face between my knees, I probably won't close my legs. Oh God, yes. Oh, leave your fingers inside me, as many as you can fit. Do two or three fingers inside me. Oh. Oh, if you have small hands, please try and use three. I know I'm tight after coming. Please try and get three in there. Oh, please, please, please. Oh, thank you. Oh, I need to feel full while your tongue tickles my lips and my clit. And how it runs up and down. Oh, God. If you curl your fingers up inside me, you'll hit that spot again. Oh, fuck. Yes. 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 Tell me. Tell me if you taste me. You taste my cum. You taste my juices all over your face now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You taste me. Taste me. Slide your tongue inside me a little beside your fingers. And lick your way back up. Oh, fuck. Yes. Good job. You're doing so good for me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. That's good. Oh, baby. You're so good at this. You're so good at doing exactly what I need. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh. 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 Oh, God. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come again. Oh. Oh, God. Yes, please. It's so good to me. Oh, fuck. Hold my legs apart. Hold my legs apart. Please, please, please. Oh, God. Fuck. Yes, 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 yes. Ah. Oh my God, baby. Oh fuck. Ah. Well, I guess it's just as well I decided to do this, because I don't think any of the scripts I have saved have, like, front-end loader and chainsaw noises written in. I suppose if you wanted, you could pretend this was like a scenario with a couple people on a construction site. Maybe we were just walking by and decided we wouldn't be overheard because of all the noise. Or maybe we both worked there, taking a bit of an early break while everyone else is still on the job. Oh my God, that was incredible. Oh man. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope the interruption in the middle didn't totally break your, what am I trying to say? Momentum, I guess? Rhythm, stride, words. that mean things. I'm only still talking because I can't move. I would reach over and turn off the recording because this is boring, but I'm stuck here for a moment longer. Oh, God. Oh, well. Thank you for joining me on that little journey. And thank you for all you've done for me. And please say hi in the comments or in a message if you want, if you're shy. And hopefully I've left myself a little bit of energy for a script filler too later when the construction is over, or whatever the hell they're doing. Deconstruction, I guess. I'm an idiot. I'm gonna stop now.